comic, who is delightful. You'll see in a minute. It was the she was kind of the introductory person speaking, one of the introductory people speaking briefly before Governor DeSantis gave his. This is the morning after he had spoken at the convention. He was speaking to the breakfast. So I was there to watch him. But Kat Kamick warming up the crowd was, again, just delightful. Like, she could be an honorary Pensacolan. I love her spirit.
So an impromptu guest is going to be up here. And then as soon as the congresswoman is done, she'll hand it off to Chairman Power. But she's going to. You know, somebody's going to warm up the room, and nobody warms up a room better than Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Thank you so much.
You're the best. Thank you. Okay, unexpectedly, I did not intend to speak this morning, but I have to tell you guys, we had so much fun on Monday, right? Oh, my gosh. I called my husband, and he, of course, knows how I speak. I got the language from him in the firehouse. And he's like, honey, how many farm animal craps did you say? And I was like, three. And he's like, anything else? I said, well, at one point I did say swamp ass. And he's like, oh, what's wrong with you, Kat? I said, a lot. Starting with Joe Biden.
And you may not know, she's a big blonde lady, okay? And she's the girl at your barbecue, you know, she's your best friend in high school. She's just, I mean, that's kind of who she is, as you can hear. Just, you know, what's wrong with you? So many things.
But I don't know about you. Are you guys ready for another incredible day here at the RNC? No. Are y'all ready for another? Florida is going to be in the very front, leading this country to victory, leading for... Ooh, God, I choked. That's zero coffee on me. Leading for Donald Trump here in November.
She did. She just... Something went down the wrong pipe. She's like, well, at least I didn't spill any on me. So I just, she's a name. I think you're going to hear her name more often in other conversations. And that's my best, like, 1 minute slice of Kat Kamick. So you kind of know who she is a little bit before you hear her name show up in other contexts. Of course, DeSantis spoke. And, you know, one of the things he talked about is the fact that now that Florida is basically out of play, that changes the dynamic for the entire presidential race, right?
If you go back in the previous year's conventions, the Florida delegation was always kind of like the bee's knees in the sense of, as Florida went, so went the nation. Like, we knew Florida was going to be tough, we knew it was going to be tight, and we knew that if a Republican running for president didn't win Florida, the chance of getting elected president was close to zero. And so it was like Florida. Well, you know, there's some positives to that because people look and everything. But there's also some positives to the fact that we're already in the column now. People don't even think about Florida anymore. It's not viewed as the most important because we just assume.
And there's good and bad to that. But one thing is, like, when he got elected, people thought Florida was about to turn to a blue state.
Got elected governor, people were saying Florida was going to be a blue state very soon. They had a lot of reasons for that. I mean, any tea leaf, the media would try to do it and pump it up and everything like that. And, you know, look, it wasn't crazy thing because if you go back a decade, these races were all 1 point.
Yeah, they were all very close. Remember the three recounts that we had the year he first got elected to governor? Three different recounts, right?
In terms of the election in Florida, it's not going to be competitive. Just think of how much money this is saving Republicans to not have to have a campaign in Florida. It's like $200 million we're saving by not having a campaign there. And so that's off, you know, that's totally off the board. Biden certainly couldn't win. I don't think any Democrat could win it, period.
Of course, on the other hand, the money that the GOP doesn't have to spend in Florida is also money the DNC doesn't have to spend in Florida because they've lost the state and, you know, they can then leverage that money elsewhere. We'll come back to this in a second because he had some other interesting things that he said at the breakfast last week. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Thanks for the heads up on this. There's a utility work on Jackson and W Street. One lane is closed, so just a heads up on that one. Also, still dealing with the accident that happened after the 3 Mile Bridge southbound. Not 3 Mile Bridge, the Pensacola Beach Bridge. We've got an accident with roadblock. I'm showing minor delays backed up almost to the Pensacola Beach Bridge. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Governor DeSantis' comments at the Florida delegation breakfast from last week. One of the things he was talking about was, I'll just tell you, when people say the name George Soros, my eyes glaze over. Because it just seems like he's the boogeyman, you know, that everybody refers to whenever they want to blame something on whatever. But I don't think that the governor talks that way. I think that he generally has, you know, facts to back up what he's saying. And so his analysis of what George Soros has been doing to change America was the first time I had heard this analysis, okay? And I thought it was particularly interesting.
Because of you, I know we have Hillsborough, we have Orange and Osceola. You know, we've got state attorneys races. You know, people that I removed are running again. And look, it's not about me. It's just about, do you want prosecutors to prosecute people, or do you want prosecutors to have a political agenda where they basically are soft on crime? And again, this is not anything that we have to be speculative about. We've seen how this has ravaged cities all across the United States of America. So if you're in those areas, or heck, even if you're not, you know, those should be races that you want to get involved in, because it really does matter for quality of life. Florida, we're the first state that has ever gotten involved where you've had candidates actually raising significant amounts of resources for this.
And it's interesting because he talks about leveraging. It's almost a Sun Tzu kind of concept. It's a fight them where they're not. You know, use your resources decisively whenever you use them. Use them effectively against the littlest opposition possible. Like that kind of a concept, you can see why they'd go for the DA, or, you know, what you think of as DA, but state attorney races, you know, that they would go for that because a little bit of money makes a lot of leverage, right? Just like, you know, think of even county commission races. You know, enormous money for a county commission race is tiny money for a billionaire or for Big PAC, right?
Soros, this guy, I mean, how he does this money, he's been very destructive to this country. But on this, on the prosecutors, what he recognized is nobody gets involved in prosecutor races because the business community doesn't really do it. It's like whatever. So if he goes to a blue area and he gets $1 million behind some whack job leftist DA candidate, they will win the Democratic primary. And guess what? They'll end up getting elected. They did it in San Francisco. They did it in L.A., Chicago, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Tampa, Orlando, all these places. And that's kind of what they've done. And I think he just, you know, he's trying to just bring as much destruction to this country as possible. I think what he recognized was he could do $100 million every cycle for U.S. Senate races. And honestly, like, yeah, you need money, but there's so much money. It doesn't really move the needle. But that $1 million, that buys a leftist to be in a DA seat. And so for all the money he's put in, it's a fraction of what he's done in these other things. That has had more impact in a negative way, but he thinks it's positive, than almost anything that's been done. So we're building a base to counteract that in Florida. You know, if we win these races there, then the state of Florida, I think, could officially be declared Soros proof. So that's
a very interesting analysis. Like I said, I had never heard anybody quite talk about it that way, and it makes sense. You know, again, which things draw attention, which things get funding, where can you make a difference, where can you leverage your resources? And, you know, while you can dump tons of money into, for example, House and Senate races, it doesn't really take all that much money put into many sort of local prosecutor or even, you know, county commission, theoretically, or mayor's races and things like that. And you can have an effect that way, changing the direction of the country while changing it at the small areas instead of the big areas. Also, kind of, he had some interesting comments talking about the university education and the changes made to kind of get rid of what he calls wokeism or liberalism or PCism, or you pick your term over the course of history. But one of the changes they made was that professors can have their behavior reviewed now, that tenure starts to be a little bit more fluid of a concept, and also that the hiring decisions for professors get made by college presidents, not just by departments, and the impact of that and the value of that.
You know, some of these professors that were unproductive and very, you know, they had their other agendas, you know, they've gotten processed out. And, you know, the media will be like, oh, these professors are fleeing Florida. Wait a minute. If Marxist professors are leaving Florida, that is not bad for Florida. That is good for Florida.
Yeah. If there's an exodus of professors from Florida, the portrayal is, oh, God, these great people are leaving. Could be. Or could be the people we'd prefer to leave are leaving, right?
But what we're also doing is, you know, we have money, a fund, the presidents of the universities and the board. You know, we have like the Hamilton Center at University of Florida, which is like Western civilization, like things that we all used to study in college. Now it's like a niche thing because they've gone so far left. So we have that. So you can go to Hillsdale College and say, okay, you're a great history professor. You're making $200,000. We'll give you $225,000 to come to University of Florida. Or you can go, Richard Corcoran can go from New College to Princeton and say, hey, we want you to come to New College. We'll pay. So we have that. But they can hire directly, because what happens is when the faculty controls hiring, well, guess what? If you're coming out there and you're not towing the ideological line, do you think you're going to get hired through that process? No, that's not going to happen. So we are bringing in huge amounts of talent and really changing the game with respect to higher education.
If you change who makes the decisions, it may change the outcomes and the ability to go, you know, compete for some of these more desirable professors and to take the hiring decisions. And I said this when it happened. I thought there is a part of me that understands the value of letting the experts evaluate the experts for any department. But having been in these departments, especially in the philosophy departments, I can tell you that, you know, whether overtly or just through, you know, we prefer to hire the people who think like us, when you especially get into some of the liberal arts areas, the Ivy Tower effect, the insular bringing in the people who think like we think, is incredibly powerful. So he was right to go after that as a self-repeating or perpetuating source of hefty liberal bias in the universities. So I actually agree with him on that, and I think it's probably going to work out in the long run to make most of our universities better, more balanced, and maybe get rid of some of the people that it'd be okay to get rid of. 823 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Did you know that with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, home buyers can choose their location, floor plans, and even certain home features? It's true. With an affordable mortgage, you can build the home of your dreams, tailored to your needs and preferences, all depending on availability and qualifications. Don't wait. Start your journey to home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity today. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org to learn more and apply today.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole!
Yo, Jay. Wait.
What?
Wait.
Two. Three.
You said on July 15 that the buck stops with me. How are you taking accountability for the Secret Service's failures during the July 13 assassination attempt on President Trump?
I have taken accountability and I will continue to take accountability. I am responsible for leading the agency, and I am responsible for finding the answers to how this event occurred and making sure that it doesn't happen again.
God, I said I took responsibility. What more do you want? You leave me alone for once? I said it out loud. That's what accountability is saying it with words out loud. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
If you're trying to get to Pensacola Beach via the Bob Sykes Bridge, you're going to see an accident that just happened just a little bit a while ago. They moved it off to the side, but we're still seeing some residual backup on the Bob Sykes Bridge because of that. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
The follow-up question from Congresswoman Fox was just, this is, there were so many moments yesterday that were amazing for what they didn't contain, honestly. This was one where I thought, wow.
Was there competition for the position?
For your job.
You would have to ask those who were involved in the interview process.
But you think you are the best person in the country to head the Secret Service?
I think that I am the best person to lead the Secret Service at this time.
I don't have anything to add. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is visiting Washington, D.C. this week. He'll be addressing a joint session of Congress tomorrow. Pro-Palestinian groups now organizing some protests. They're organizing bus trips from other big cities, Boston, New York, Atlanta, Chicago, and Philadelphia, to apparently surround the U.S. Capitol building with protesters. Vice President Kamala Harris now reportedly has enough delegates to receive the official Democratic presidential nomination. Yesterday, she received a flurry of endorsements and secured over 1,900 delegate endorsements. And Andrew, today is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
It's nice. The most popular flavor, and it's not by default. It's good. It appeals to the masses, and it stands up to fudge sauce quite well. It also contains sugar, which can provide a quick energy boost. It's loaded with calcium, vitamin A, and D, so it's kind of a health food until you add the sprinkles. Today is also National Sprinkle Day, and that's just pure sugar, but still good. I'm Bree Tennis.
Now, the question is...
I love she's like... Also, it's got sugar.
The question is, what type of vanilla ice cream are you going to celebrate with? Because there's options still. There's home style. There's, what's the other type?
French vanilla.
French vanilla, right. Yeah, there's plenty of options.
Cold Stone. Sweet cream.
Right.
And if you fight me, you're wrong. Because if you go to Cold Stone and you order anything else, it's fine. But everything else is based on their sweet cream. That's their base, right? So just try that. You can put a very light candy bar in there, you know, like a Heath bar or something. But that flavor alone will keep you happy for an awful long time. And that's my answer. How about you? What do you got?
Oh, boy, I don't even know.
Yeah, you asked the question.
I did. I don't know. I normally get the Mayfields. It's like the orange box or whatever.
Right. I will say the home style. The Blue Bunny, like what you get sometimes at parties and stuff where they have the little cups. John, you got one?
Blue Bunny.
Blue Bunny.
They got the soft serve now.
No. All right.
Yeah.
Soft serve is usually kind of disappointing. Light on flavor.
But this is pretty good.
All right. I'll allow it.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. The American people may finally see Joe Biden today on his return to the White House, still president, but no longer the Democrats' presidential nominee. We heard his voice yesterday phoning into the heir apparent Kamala Harris visit to Delaware campaign headquarters.
The name has changed at the top of the ticket, but the mission hasn't changed at all. And by the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her.
In 30 hours, VP Harris has secured enough delegate pledges to become the Democrat nominee at the Chicago convention, raised $100 million, and now actor George Clooney's endorsement. Harris campaigns in Milwaukee today, but there was no one at the airport to meet Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu on what he called a very important trip for Israel over the war with Hamas. He's still hoping to meet President Biden Thursday, and he hopes GOP candidate Donald Trump. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne, 79 degrees, looking like a beautiful morning right now. Partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. And meteorologists say a cloud of Saharan dust has nearly enveloped the whole state of Florida. That's set to move over Pensacola tomorrow. And it could mean some dirty rain. That's when rain falls through the dust in the atmosphere, resulting in dirty cars and streets. Although it doesn't pose any real danger, the good news is the Saharan dust in the atmosphere has been helping to keep storm development quiet through the first half of Atlantic hurricane season. Santa Rosa County leaders formally turning down a request for a straw poll in November's general election that would have asked residents whether they support the incorporation of Navarre.
You said you spent all this time on it, but yet you didn't even meet with a representative that represents half of Navarre. So that is not right. And also, the proposed ballot language is misleading and wrong.
And that from Commissioner James Calkins yesterday, who, along with Colton Wright, Ray Eddington, and Sam Parker, voiced their opposition to the idea. While Calkins' criticism was aimed towards the Preserve Navarre group, Wright did tell Representative Joel Rudman he could file the bill in Tallahassee himself if he wanted to. Senator Rick Scott calling for the head of the Secret Service to step down. He released a statement yesterday calling on Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle to resign as soon as today. Says it's unacceptable that there's still no answers on the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Scott writes that the American people deserve answers and says the leadership at the Secret Service clearly failed. Well, it seems that Vice President Kamala Harris is now the clear front runner for the Democratic nomination for president. Her campaign yesterday taking in over $81 million, and she now reportedly does have enough delegates to secure that nomination. A Florida political scientist says time is of the essence for her campaign.
They need to move quickly to have the best chance to beat Donald Trump, and they need to try to match some of the unity and enthusiasm that they saw at the Republican convention for Trump. And the best way to do that is to quickly move behind one candidate.
That is political scientist Aubrey Jewett from the University of Central Florida. He says Harris may have a better chance of beating Trump than Biden would have, although he does say it does still appear that Trump would be the favorite in November. A voting rights advocacy group has now filed a lawsuit seeking greater clarification of a new Alabama law that takes effect in October. The Campaign Law Center filed that suit in Montgomery County last Wednesday, challenging House Bill 100 in Alabama. That cites more than 40 so-called crimes of moral turpitude that, if convicted, a person would lose their right to vote. The lawsuit also argues that the start date is unconstitutional in that the Alabama Constitution prohibits new election laws from taking effect within 6 months of a general election. It is 8:35 at News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're heading on Highway 29 southbound, right around the Walmart Supercenter, you're going to see major traffic delays all the way down to the Detroit Boulevard. Also, as you exit the Bob Sykes Bridge, there is an accident. It's off to the side of the road, not causing any delays, but just wanted to mention it. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will have scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today with a 70% chance of rain. Highs reaching 89 degrees in the afternoon. Overnight temperatures dropping near 76. For Wednesday, 80% chance of rain. High near 88. Wednesday night temperatures dropping near 76 degrees. High rain chances continue into Thursday with an 80% chance of rain. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 82 degrees and the sun coming out now in Pensacola. It's 80 in Gulf Breeze, 82 in Milton. And taking a look at our markets this morning, the Dow is down 74 points at 40,341. S&P down just about 2 points now, 55.62. The NASDAQ down just under 3 points at 18,004. Our 10-year bond rate down just a bit at 4.24% this morning. Gold price is up $10 at $2,404.70. Silver price is down 15 cents, $29.16 today. And if you're invested in crypto, Bitcoin down over $1,300 this morning at $66,680.30. The rest of the crypto market kind of varied. It looks like Ethereum is down just under a dollar right now. Litecoin up a couple of cents. Bitcoin Cash down $14. A new Pentagon report urging the Defense Department to invest more money to upgrade sensors, communications, and space-based technologies in the Arctic. Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks pointed out that Russia recently reopened hundreds of Soviet-era military sites in the Arctic and says China has also announced plans to build a polar Silk Road for trade. Delta Airlines says they're probably going to take a few more days to recover after that global computer outage that hit last Friday. The airline now has canceled more than 4,000 flights since last Friday. CEO Ed Bastian said yesterday the company is still working to get their operations back to normal. A lot of retailers are reportedly now using artificial intelligence to determine how much they can charge you based on your willingness to pay. AI is changing marketing tactics and now customizing offers and prices to get people to buy more. Companies have always tried to target customers by filtering statistics into actual preferences, but now new reports say AI has established a level of sophistication and accuracy to make those predictions. So if you feel like your coffee costs more than your colleagues, it might have. It's 8:37. Our next news at 9. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola, FM 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
2018. Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts. Among them, the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gaetz' marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, John. I want you to imagine that you are walking down the sidewalk,
okay,
and you see a penny on the sidewalk. Do you even bother picking it up?
I do.
Okay, all right. Let's say it's a dollar bill. You pick it up?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Do you keep it?
Of course.
All right. Let's say it's a 20. You pick it up?
Yes.
You keep it?
Yes.
All right. Let's say it's 100.
Oh, yeah. You're grabbing that quick.
You keep it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's say it's a stack of hundreds.
Oh, sweet. Sorry, but
it's my lucky day.
I know, right?
It's $10,000. You pick it up?
Yeah, I'm running.
You keep it?
I'm running. I'm running with it. Do you not understand? I'm running. I don't care who it belongs to. It's mine now.
So apart from larcenious pickings over here, my question is, at what point does it change from being your money to being the money that you're trying to find who owns it? That's the question. 437-1620. Now, I think this is a very context-dependent question. Like, if you're at church, you still taking that $10,000?
No. Here you go.
How about the hundo? You keeping the hundo?
No.
Yeah. 20?
No.
See?
Because you're right. That is context.
I took it all. You had it for a moment. It was the little lottery that wouldn't. And all of a sudden, you don't even have that anymore. You probably keep a buck.
Right.
Or maybe you throw the buck you throw it in the collection plate. You know, you're at a restaurant. Okay. Again, so 437-1620. I'm just looking for that amount. Like, when does it stop being the amount that you're just comfortable pocketing and become an amount that you're like, I really need to start finding who owns this, you know, if I can. Now, I know in some cases, you know, it's hopeless, right? You're not going to be able to find the people who own it. But, you know, like if you find a sack of money on the side of the road, you best not just keep it. Because if they find you, right, that's not good.
If it has dye packs.
Well, there's that too, right? So one more, like, sort of context question. Feel free to weigh in on this any way you like. 437-1620. I may have done a poor job of asking a good question that everybody can weigh in on, but I don't care. It's interesting. Same scenario. You're walking down the street, and you find a woman's, or I guess a man's, I don't know, could be some man pack, but a woman's purse, okay? And in the purse, there's nothing but money and an ID, okay? At what point do you call that person to tell them to pick up your money? I mean, if it's a buck?
I still wouldn't take it.
You would see it's theirs now, right?
Right.
And if it's $5 or $10,
especially
$20,
if it has ID in there.
Yeah, if there's an ID in there, right?
Yeah.
What if there's no ID?
Oh, I'm running. I'm telling you now. Bye.
So basically, John's breakpoint is, do I feel like I can get it to them?
Right.
And if I don't feel like I can get it to them, it just doesn't
finders
matter.
Finders keepers.
It just doesn't matter. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody texts in and says, Andrew, you did not specify where you found it. If it's in the store or in a... No, I said it on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first, you know. But okay, in the store, in a park, situation depends on whether I'm going to find the person who lost the money. Agreed. Have you ever found something and deliberately left it there, figuring that's the best place for whoever lost it to find it again? Yeah, same here. Money doesn't really work that way. So much, just cash, because you just figure somebody else is going to take it. But, you know, keys, phones, earrings, stuff like that, they're just kind of on the side of the road. I mean, if there's a house nearby, maybe you go to the house, but it's kind of, you know, what I'm getting at is the ethics of lost and found. You know, and when you do, when you don't, just kind of take the thing for yourself. I won't tell you about the ladder I took out of the road one time. 437-1620. Hey, you lost the ladder. I mean, that's on you. it's a good ladder. like you said, it depends on who's around and where you're at. Somebody says 437-1620. If it's just cash, keep it. If it's in a wallet or a bank bag, or, you know, in like an armored truck, then if you can figure out that somebody else still owns it, turn it into the appropriate authorities. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
If you're heading over to Pensacola Beach on the Bob Sykes Bridge, we still got that accident to deal with as soon as you exit the Bob Sykes Bridge. Off to the side of the road, but it's still causing some delays. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So if you're thinking about buying or selling a car, trying to, you know, really decide where to go, guess what? They do both. You might think of Frontier as a place where you buy cars, but they are also a place where you can sell cars. And in fact, one of the advantages that they have is if you take a car into them, it takes about 15 minutes and they'll tell you how much they'll pay for it. And then you can decide, do I want to sell it with them or do I want to try to do it myself on, you know, Facebook Marketplace or somewhere else or put up a sign somewhere. Or if you really want, you can consignment sell it through them. And then, you know, you might get a higher price in the end, but of course it might take a little longer as well. And it's just your choice, whatever you want to do. So it's very, very easy to sell a car and get a good price, especially if it's the kind of car they're always looking for, which is young cars, 1, 2, 3 years young with low miles in good condition, because that's really what they specialize in, is good condition cars. That's why they stand behind them and why you can, you know, depend on them to be good for you for several years. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Back to the question of the day, which is, you know, when you find money, at what point do you feel like it's your obligation to find the owner? And I know it's very context dependent. You know, I found a 20 on the floor of a restaurant one time, and I took it to the maitre d', or the manager. I forget who it was. But, and they're like, why are you returning? I'm like, well, it's not mine. I bet you somebody's missing it, you know? And if it's not, it's probably a waiter, and they're probably short. And, you know, I was a waiter once. I understand how hard that can be. But there's other times when you find stuff, and you're like, there's no way to find who owns this. And, you know, you're hoping it's not, you know, Lefty. Doesn't come up on you while you're making off with this pile of hundreds. 437-1620. Somebody here says, I found a prosthetic leg one time. I kept it. I traded it for a motorcycle. I don't know whether to think that that must be an amazing prosthetic leg or that that's a really low-grade motorcycle. I'm not sure which is true there. Although that does give an interesting, like, maybe we can do some other time, you know, what's the most interesting thing you ever, you know, found that, I don't could be anything in that category. I've found so many wallets on sidewalks since moving to Pensacola, a few with Department of Defense IDs inside. Whenever I hunt people down, they're grateful and relieved. Of course. Yeah, I mean, obviously. And, oh, man, credit cards. You ever find credit cards? And I have tried many times to find, like, who owns the credit card. And I usually figure they're just going to cancel it anyway, so it doesn't really – but it's really – hard to find people through their, I don't know, it never seems to work out really well. One time was a single mother with her paycheck, this person says. Also, I'm scared of being on one of those hidden camera shows. John Quinones might pop up with, what would Jesus do? What would you do? Yeah, no, that's funny. Oh, man. 437-1620. I had a steel chainsaw fall off my truck on Butterfield Road in Lombard, Illinois. Oh, I know that area. By the time I was able to turn around and get back to work, I lost it. It was long gone. Cost me $350 to replace in 2010 money. Yeah, no, I can understand that. But again, it's also kind of, you know, can you find the person? I lost my wallet at the beach. They drove to my house to return it. Didn't care about the money. I just wanted my pictures back. Aw. That's true. Of course, who has pictures in their wallet anymore? I won't pick up money on the ground. Scared I'll die of fentanyl. Well, no, that's a real concern. So this is actually, I don't think I've ever told this story on the air. Okay, this is one of my favorite stories. This was one of those, like, key stories that told me that I lived in the right place. I was at a parade in Milton, and this might have been, like, gosh, 2015, 2014. It was the first year or two that I had was on the air here, and I was wearing my name tag. And somehow or other, in the process of walking the parade and then walking back to my car along the parade road, my name tag came off. I realized it when I got to the car, because I'm like, oh, no. And, it, you know, I mean, name tags are not a big deal, and you can replace them, whatever, but it was kind of like, you know, a loss, a sad thing, and it was the only one I had. And, okay. And I didn't think very much of it. And, like, a week later, I received a letter from somebody in Milton who found it, went to the post office, found the address for the station, paid for the postage, and sent it back to me. I'm like, oh, this is the sweetest thing ever. Like, who does that? And the answer? Milton people. I mean, people who live here would do something like that. Like, that's an incredibly sweet go out of your way for, you know, a couple of bucks item kind of thing. But I was like, oh, man, I really did move to the right place. Like, the people here are amazing. So I don't even remember now. I don't think I ever managed to get a hold of this person. They didn't give me any, like, return. I don't even remember if there's a return address on the envelope. But I always felt bad because I couldn't really appropriately express to them that I was grateful for it. But that was, like, one of the early, this is the best place kind of little lessons that I got about this whole area. 850 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done.
We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Don't miss Disney's Descendants at Pensacola Little Theater, July 19th through August 4th. Watch as the children of Disney's most notorious villains, Maleficent, the Evil Queen, Cruella de Vil, and Jafar attend Aradon Prep, a school for the children of heroes and royalty, where they must decide where their loyalties lie, with their villainous parents or forging their own destiny. Secure your tickets for the show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
Do you like to fish, go to football games, or camp out?
So do teens in foster care who are awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org. Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I just want to say, and I shouldn't have to read this out loud, but there are actually folks that are against of this. It's called the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. It says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievance.
Well, the subject thereof was you had a guy show up at the county commission meeting yesterday who was saying that one of James Calkins's friends was accosting him by calling him a communist and, all kinds of other things when they were at the 4th of July celebration. And so Commissioner Calkins and this guy's name is Stanley Gray got into a back and forth about it. And it basically led to the very typical llama drama. James Calkins loudly proclaiming his dear Jesus love of the First Amendment and stop abridging my freedoms.
What happened on the 4th of July?
Let me interrupt. I'm going to step outside. You're going to have to take care of this chairman. I've got to go outside with these deputies.
And the chairman, Sam Parker's like, I'm just going to step aside and handle another matter. Somebody's been stealing my signs. I'm going to make sure they know the truth of it.
All right. Well.
So I'm the vice chair. I guess I'll keep running this meeting while you're not here.
Amendment 1.
Where was I?
Of the United States Constitution is clear. And this is typical of the Democratic Party and their tactics.
Terrible people.
To try to bully people with free speech and intimidate them. And Can I?
I'm going to take a break. Keep on going.
Y'all come and get me when we get this man going.
Keep on going. You bringing it up. Keep it
so
on going.
So Sam Parker left.
Because you are bringing
now
it
Kerry
up.
Smith leaves. Now Colton Wright leaves. That leaves too. Ray Addington is there just watching in befuddlement at this ongoing llama drama.
I don't believe in anybody abridging the freedom of speech. And what you did
or abridging
was criticize a gentleman for his freedom of speech.
No, I didn't criticize him. What I did
yes,
was
you did. I reported
him
down the mic.
As a stalker, a taunter, and he tried to provoke me into confrontation.
So the way this all went was Ray Addington eventually got fed up with it, and he left too. He left too. And so there was Jeff James there trying to figure out what to do with an empty dais.
All right, well, we will pause since I'm the last one left.
It's so weird. All these people just left me alone up here. I don't know what to do. Stop abridging me. We'll finish this up in a second. We got John Pickens of Traffic on the Fives. John?
If you're trying to get onto Pensacola Beach, you're going to see a minor delay because of an accident that happened. It's moved out of the way, but you'll still see a minor delay. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
So what's funny to me about this is they paused the meeting, and then they came back and started again, and Calkins couldn't shut up. He went back. I got more First Amendment to say.
Going on earlier, how there was a gentleman that came up to the mic.
I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to put up with this. Let's get the meeting going.
So he leaves again. And then Colton Wright leaves.
I think our First Amendment is very important.
And he just doesn't even know. I'm just going to keep on talking. So finally, Sam Parker.
We'll continue.
We're going to take a five-minute recess.
Again.
Okay.
This is the, put James Calkins on snooze break. That's what this is. And so eventually they came back and had a meeting. But, y'all are always fighting to see who I'm going to pay attention to the most. You know, Jeff Bergosh with his kooky Facebook comments. And then you got, James Calkins defending anti-communist Larry the Harasser. And then, I don't know. And by the way, I still got a whole meeting from Milton in the can that I haven't even got to that you're going to love. Oh, my God, there's too much. Speaking of buying and selling a home, if you if you're thinking about doing either of those, buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are just fantastic at this. They are so good. They have a whole formula, basically, like a scientific process, basically, for how to stage it and price it and list it and when to do the open house and all of that to produce the best possible outcome. When the market's hot, you benefit from having a realtor. When the market's not as hot, you really, really need one. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.